Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 17th, 2025, and here are our top stories. NVIDIA export costs, Meta privacy concerns, AI biorisk safeguards, efficient AI model. NVIDIA export costs. NVIDIA and Intel are facing significant challenges due to new U.S. export controls on AI chips, with NVIDIA potentially losing more than $10 billion. The financial impact is expected to be much higher than the initially estimated $5.5 billion in lost revenue from their H20 chips, tailored for Chinese markets. This development has surprised both NVIDIA and its Chinese customers, such as Alibaba and Tencent. Despite assurances following meetings with Donald Trump, new regulations require licenses for exporting AI chips like NVIDIA's H20 and Intel's Gaudi series to China. This has left companies scrambling as the licensing process remains unclear. Meta privacy concerns. Meta plans to use shared data from Instagram and Facebook users for AI training purposes starting at the end of May 2025. This move affects all adult users across Europe. Thomas Fuchs, Hamburg's Data Protection Commissioner, acknowledges users' concerns about their shared images and texts potentially feeding into AI models. He emphasizes the importance of timely objections, stating, "If you wish to oppose, now is the time." Users will be informed by Meta about this data usage, along with instructions on how to object. This development highlights the ongoing discussion around data privacy and user consent. AI biorisk safeguards. OpenAI has rolled out a new monitoring system to oversee its latest AI reasoning models, O3 and O4 Mini, specifically for prompts that relate to biological and chemical threats. The goal is to prevent these models from offering guidance that might enable harmful attacks, as detailed in OpenAI's safety report. O3 and O4 Mini significantly enhance capabilities compared to previous models, thereby introducing new risks if exploited by malicious users. This monitoring system, dubbed a safety-focused reasoning monitor, works alongside these models to detect and block any risky prompts. In test simulations, the models successfully refuse to address dangerous prompts nearly 99% of the time. OpenAI also continues to involve human oversight to further reduce risks. Although O3 and O4 Mini don't meet OpenAI's high-risk threshold for biorisks, they have shown to be more adept than past versions in tackling questions about biological threats. Additionally, OpenAI's preparedness framework indicates ongoing efforts to prevent misuse for chemical and biological threats. Efficient AI model. Microsoft researchers have introduced BitNet B1.58-2B4T, the largest 1-bit AI model known as a BitNet. Released under an MIT license, BitNet B1.58-2B4T runs on CPUs like Apple's M2, making it accessible for lightweight hardware. BitNets are compact models that simplify the internal structure by quantizing weights into three values, -1, 0, and 1. This approach enhances memory and computing efficiency, allowing for faster processing on less powerful chips. BitNet B1.58-2B4T, trained on data equivalent to about 33 million books, outperforms models of similar sizes. However, it requires Microsoft's custom framework, BitNet.cpp, limiting compatibility with dominant AI hardware like GPUs. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.